Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why when it comes to hard work, nothing works harder than a Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Check out a new Silverado at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
How about now? You just show up in my chambers for the laughs?
No.
I am here in your chambers to put myself in your debt. In my debt.
That's right.
I am here to ask of you a favor.
This must be big.
720 WGN, one of my favorite TV shows, is about a billionaire named Bobby Axelrod in Showtime's Billions. Our next guest, he stars as Adam in Billions. You loved him in Northern Exposure. We'd like to welcome back. It's Rob Morrow. Are you at Coachella right now? Did I get that right?
Good morning. Yeah, I'm hungover and recovering and trying to get the black dust out of my nostrils.
Who did you see? Who was there over the weekend? Eminem? David Byrne?
Eminem from Chicago was crazy great. He had Dr. Dre and 50 Cent come out. We saw Miguel. We saw Cardi B. We saw
Beyonce?
We saw Portugal. We didn't see Beyonce. She was the night before. We just came Sunday. Portugal the Man and Princess Nokia.
Now, if people don't know, you have a band. Did you play this weekend or were you there just for fun?
We were there just for fun. I brought my daughter who's wanted to come, and so we came and ran around and had a good time. It was really fun.
Isn't that funny how times change? Now you're bringing your kids. My son wants to go, who's 12. He wants to see Bruno Mars at Lolla. I'm like, wait a second.
Bruno Mars is great. Oh my God, he's a great performer.
I know, but that means I have to watch my P's and Q's and, you know, be adult like at Lollapalooza.
It definitely changes your focus.
Well, I don't see Rob Morrow not having VIP access. Did you get VIP to Coachella?
We got pretty hooked up. Yeah, we were taken care of.
if you're a TV star,
the only way.
Right? Of course, you don't want to share bathrooms. That's the key. If you're at one of these festivals,
I share bathrooms with everyone. It's just that after years of being spoiled, it's hard to go back in terms of, you know, we were able to get it. The biggest thing is you get in and out quick. And there's a place to go to where there's some room to breathe.
Right. Of course. I mean, that is the key if you have ever gone to these festivals. For some people, it's just so overwhelming just to go down. In Chicago, it's at Grant Park. But if you know how to get there, public transportation, or you're taking an Uber and you know where to walk and you have your bathrooms picked out after, like me, if I start drinking beer, it's every 30 minutes. You run to the bathroom, you run back. But once you get that laid out, they're fine. It's like any other concert.
There you go.
Yeah. So, Billions, I thought you were going to be on last night's episode. You were on 2 weeks ago. Are you going to be trying Bobby Axelrod? Is that going to be the storyline?
I cannot tell you what's going to happen, but I believe that I start appearing again next week, and then I'm on for probably five shows maybe or something like that. But I can't tell you what's going to happen. But there's a lot of fun stuff coming for sure.
Well, you told us in the past that it's weird because you only do scenes with Paul Giamatti, who plays Chuck on the show. Are you going to be able to see the rest of the cast?
It's possible.
Violetta,
you guys are, you know, in this day and age, you can't, you know, they'll send me like, so
I know I'm with you, man,
a letter saying that I'm responsible for the season's costs because I broached what's going to happen. So
I love
my mouth shut, but I can tell you this, they were really fun to read and they were great fun to shoot.
Okay.
Sure.
Got it. I love the show. Violetta, I know you're a fan.
I'm a fan.
Of Billions.
Such a good show.
Have you noticed, when you see Rob in a scene, he's either eating or drinking scotch. Like that scene we just played 2 weeks ago, Chuck went over, who plays one of the prosecutors. He goes over to your office. You're a federal judge, right? Or some type of judge. Right. It's hard to follow. But it's the middle of the day, like 2 o'clock, and of course you're pouring two glasses of scotch.
Right.
It's because he's always too busy for Chuck. You know, he's like always doing something. He's like, listen, I got my thing going on here. You're in, you're out.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
But the coolest thing is they like to write restaurant scenes. And I had one last season in an institution in New York called the Peking Duck House, which is in Chinatown. We shot it there, and I've been going there my whole life. But this time what was great was when my character had to eat. A lot of times when actors eat in scenes, they don't want to eat because they're going to gain weight or whatever. But I feel like if this is a character who eats, you got to go for it. So I ate probably 5 full Peking ducks in the course of that 5-hour shooting.
I remember that scene. I love it. I love the show. And are you coming to town? You were here last summer. Are you coming to town this summer with your band?
We're not at this point. We've got some gigs coming up in L.A., and that's it. We've been in the studio recording, which has been really fun, and I'm really excited about the music we're making.
If you need me to book any gigs, just let me know. You have my number.
All right, cool. Thank you.
Rob Morrow, you can see him on Billions. He'll be on this Sunday night on Showtime. It's on 9 o'clock our time. Rob, great to talk to you, man. Continued success.
You guys are great. So enjoy the, hopefully it's nice and spring like there in Chicago, which I know is beautiful. And I'll get there eventually again. So I'll see you then.
And by the way, what's the website people can check out your music?
You can go to, on Facebook, there's a page, the Rob Morrow Band. And that's the best place to see what we're up to.
That's right there. Thank you, Rob. Talk soon.